We are in the middle of Perek Yud Zayin, which is Tefillah LeDavid, Tefillah that David HaMelech says, and I mentioned last night I had a little comfort in the words of the Malbim that he said that he finds it impossible, almost impossible to farish Perek Yud Zayin Aliba Demes. So the Malbim says Ki Kol Mikra Masurasu. You can learn it one way, you can learn it the other way. Rashi learns it one way, the Malbim learns it the opposite way. Sudas learn it a third way. It's very difficult to know what he's after. But so we went with the Derech of the Groth, fourth way, a different way. And what we were saying is that David HaMelech was referring to the Avera that he did, the Avera that he was always saying Tillim about, the Avera with Bathsheba, and the sort of double Avera that he asked Hashem to test him, which is unto itself not right, and failing the test makes it even worse. Not only did he ask Hashem to test him, failing the test made it even worse, and for all of the Chazalim that say that Kol Ha'omer Shedavid Avera Chata Eino Lotaya, fact is he did Tshuva, and the whole Tillim came out is at least one third of Tillim is talking about let me back in, let me do tshuva, lama azavtani, and this parak is no different. So his tefillah is, I don't want to go through the psukim again, but the tefillah is that bachanta libi bakadata laila. According to the Gaon, the pshat is that it's true that I did this avera, David HaMelech is saying, but that the avera, not every time a person does an avera does it define who he is. Like sometimes a person, there's a difference if a person speaks Lashon Hara and a person is a Baal Lashon Hara, right? Because a Baal Lashon Hara is like a nasty person. A person speaks Lashon Hara, we all speak Lashon Hara. You know, Kula Bavak Lashon Hara. I'm not saying it's good, I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying it doesn't define who we are. So Avera doesn't define who he is. So David HaMelech is saying that Libi Chol Obekirbi, that's I'm a tzaddik. I'm kilu like one of the office Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. But I failed the Nisayan, so you understand that test I failed was for some other reason. Like the Gaon says, he didn't know the reason was that to pave the way for any individual in all of history to be able to do tshuva. What's the Gemara of Avodah Zarah? He didn't know. David HaMelech didn't know why he did the Avera. He just knew that he somehow ad kedei kach that he says pakada to laila. Bachanta libi, you tested my heart. Pakata to Laila, the Goyim and the Ramchal both say that Laila is the name of the Malach that's Mamun ala Taiva. The Laila made me do it. not night, like Lili's Laila. So Raftani Baltimsa, and he became a completely different person. So because of this, he's asking Hashem to not take away his Hashkacha Pratis from him, and not he shouldn't lose his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, we spoke last night that about his tefillah nikrasicha kisaneni, don't just help me, listen out to my tefillahs. Tefillahs accomplish a tremendous amount. Then this is where we left off and where we began. Shamreini ki ishain bas ayin. Bitzel knafecha tastireini. Guard me, Hashem, watch me. Shamreini. Ki ishain bas oyin, so ishain bas oyin, much less than I do, the English translation all say, like the apple of your eye. I don't know about apples in the eye. I don't know why.
I've never seen it.
Right, so you're going to tell his off the mouth. You're going to tell us why it's called the apple of the eye. I think apple was a corruption somewhere in history of the word pupil. If you look at the original Latin of apple and pupil, it's almost the same word, pupla, pupla.
In
Hebrew,
Ishon is a pupil.
As a pupil. That's what he meant. Ishon Basayid is the pupil of eye. I'm just saying the English, it's in the Shakespearean English of the apple of the eye. So guard me like the apple. Why apple? The cherry of my eye, the grape of my eye. But what it means in any case, that's just wrong translation. What it means in any case is the pupil. Pupil is the part where the vision actually we're actually able to see. So the black spot in the middle is called Ishon, Rashi says, because if you look into somebody's eyes, into the pupil of their eye, you will see your reflection. It looks like a little person. It's a little bit miraculous, no? It's like an interesting thing. You don't see, like, you would think if you're looking at a mirror this big, somebody in front of you, you would only see your nose, right? What are you going to see? Somehow you look into a person's eyes and you can see, apparently you can see a dumus of a person. So it's an ishon, little man, little ish, ishon, little man. That's what the Malm says. And I also mentioned that the Mitzvah says that whenever you have something in its bonsai portion, like in its miniature, so you add a vav nun at the end. Which I said I couldn't think of any other example, but I think this is the example. You had one. Well, Shabbos. I don't know. I'm not convinced. But
Patishon.
Sivivon.
It's a little thing.
That's why it's Sivivon, because it's little. No, but it's not miniature of anything. It just is what it is.
No, it's the Olam is still there. It's very large. Sivivon is a little.
Okay. Yeah. But that's not a biblical. Schnitzelonim.
That's
a little schnitzel, right? Schnitzelon. That's a good one. Oh, that's the best rye. But all these ryes are new ryes, but in Tanakh, I don't know where you find except for this word. But Livanon, like Lebanon, you mean? Which is what? A little what? Basically, it's very little. So, what it means, Shomreini ki ishoin bas oyin. So he says, guard me, save me. Let's get to the tachlis over here. Protect me like you protect the eye. Bitzel knofecha tastireini, and hide me in the shadow of your wings. So you have two metaphors here, two separate things. One thing is protect me like an eye. So an eye is being protected. And the other thing is protect me like, let's say, a mother bird holds a little bird under its wings. So two separate metaphors. So protect me. Mipnei Rishayim zu shaduni. Because from Rishayim, they're out to get me. Shaduni means they're out to be violent with me. By the way, I just happened to look over at the art scroll here. It's the first time looking. Guard me like the apple of the eye.
Yeah.
Art scroll, okay. Shelter me in the shadow of your wings. From the wicked who have plundered me, my mortal enemies who surround me. Okay, so he's asking for protection, but why the double metaphor? So I want to share with you something which is very deep, I think, from the Rabdu and the Ramchal. So it says as follows. I have to read this many times till I... he says as follows. I'm going to learn it with you. Ishoin basoyin, kishem shekol rias haayin tluya ba'isa hanakuda hashchayra hanasluya b'emsay. The fact that we have any vision is totally dependent on the pupil of the eye, the little black part of the eye, which is right in the middle. Shabari yisparach, and because it's such a treasure, it's so valuable, right? It's like the smallest part of the body almost, you know, has such a huge function. The pupil of the eye is a huge function. Shabari Yisparach is the difference between a person's a suba doima lames. The difference between being alive and dead, like is the little tiny pupil. Shabari Yisparach hifkid alel hashemrim, and Hashem put little guards on your eye. Shehem afapayim, your eyelids. So your eyelids are there to guard your eyes. It's true. What else are they there for? Afapayim hamachasim. They cover your eye. V'hamiginim aleha, they protect it. Mikol ha'nezikin shibachutz. So if you know, it's an interesting thing because it's a reflex. It's like if a person is something is coming at you, a baseball or a head-on collision or something, like the first thing you do is close your eyes. You know, somehow instinctively protect your eyes. I think also, if I may, that when you want to protect your neshama, you also close your eyes, like if you're seeing something that you can't stand looking at. say, you know, automatically, it's like an instinct to close your eyes. So we have this tool. You don't have one with your ears. Your ears, you got to use something external like your fingers. With your eyes, like, it's not only do you have a mechanism there, but it's a reflex. You don't even have to give it any thought. You automatically, the eye is protected. Whenever there's danger to the eye is protected. It's quick. Chen Hashem Yisbarach Hifkid Shomrim. So what's the mashal? Chen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chen Hashem Yisbarach Hifkid Shomrim, just like the eyelids are Shomrim for the eye, Chen HaKadosh Yisbarach Hifkid Shomrim El HaNakuda HaPnimis Shel HaMalchus Shulei Yisachsu Boyach Hitzoynim. Now we can read this Kabbalistically, we can read it simple. The simple pshat is that David HaMelech was a Melech, Malchus. Not only was he Malchus, but all of Malchus Yisrael is going to come from David HaMelech. And not only that, but Mashiach is going to come from David HaMelech. So David HaMelech wasn't just another person protected, he was a treasure. He was a treasure. And he says that just like the treasure, the most such a treasured part of the person is the pupil of the eye, and there's sort of this instinctive protection built in to the person. So the same thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, protect me. Because I am, if you will, like the apple of your eye. I am the pupil of your eye. I'm the Ishan Bas Oyin over here, because of Malchus. What's he protecting? Min HaChitzoynius. HaChitzoynim. From the Chitzoynim. Hine Kvar Yadua. Get a load of this. It's known shehasarois hayoytzois min haafapayim, that the eyelashes, which come forth from the eyelids, heim kidmus knafayim mamish. Mamish looks like wings. He had an imagination. Sisogrim uposchim umisnoanim tamid b'li hefsik. Opening, closing. There's a whole life going on there with your eyelids and your eyelashes. But the eyelashes make it look like L'chein Amar, and that's why he immediately adds the metaphor, B'tzel knafecha tastireini, that there's the same kind of instinctive action that a mother does, a mother bird will do, if its baby is being attacked, it'll protect it. You find this metaphor all over Tanakh. Kihem soida kinuyim ha-shoimim with Hashem ha-kadosh, shelo yinaku mimenu ha-chitzoinim. All coming so that some outside force shouldn't damage either the baby bird, the birdling, or the birdone, or the eye. Yeshte malachim. Okay, now you're going to learn something. I guarantee you never knew this. There are two malachim. One's called Sigron and one's called Pischon. Let's make a movie. Sigron and Pischon, we're walking down the street. Shalom Aleichem. Sigron is the malach of closing, and Pischon is the malach of opening. Sigron and Pischon. Hey, mamamunim aloysim hasairois, and the purpose of those malachim, by the way, I looked this up. I have an encyclopedia of malachim at home. So, there's an encyclopedia of malachim, all. What do we say? 197 malachim that we know about, and who they are and what they do. Very important information. We could make a Wikipedia page. So, hey, mamunim aloysim asaris, Sigroin and Pischon are specifically in charge of your eyelashes. Shehem soida knafayim ha'yoinim.
It must be small malachim, right?
Malachim, thousands of malachim dance on the head of a pin.
Because they're in the,
as the Gemara says.
They're also small because they're in the
Yeah. Sigron. Pischon. Very good. There you go. Liskar v'liv toyach. That's interesting. Like in every language, there's like a suffix that you put for a small one, you know. You know, shefala. You know, liskar v'liftoich b'li hefsik. Now, these malachim are such that the eye opens and closes. We're going to get somewhere here. This is not just a lesson in I told Dr. Eber he should hang in here just in case we need any information, ophthalmological information. But this is not just about ophthalmology. These malachim are there, least scarvely toyach, b'li hefsik. So that your eyes are always protected. Always protected. And sometimes, like here's the thing, sometimes your eyes automatically close in order to protect them. But sometimes if your eyes are closed, you walk into the wall or off of a bridge or something. So sometimes you got to go into things with your eyes open. So you need a malach, which is sigron, you need another one called pischon that's going to open up your eyes. So he goes on to say that b'tzel k'nefecha v'nefesh yikar shel David HaMelech, the nefesh yikar of David HaMelech, so what David HaMelech is Meirich here to say, and this is really what I want to say here, is that David HaMelech was saying that I'm a Melech, and from me is coming forth Malchus. From me is coming forth not just Mashiach, but the Tikkun of the world. In order for the world to be Mesukun, there has to be two things. You need a Pischa, you need a Sigrun. On the one hand, like, you have to be protected. On the other hand, like, you have to go into this with your eyes open. So there's a very difficult balance. I'll give you a mashal to the balance, just like chinuch. On the one hand, like, what the intuitive way in our little world here of raising your kids is sigron. Like, you know, you don't want to see that. We don't want them to see everything, right? You don't let your kids go to movies that they shouldn't see. You don't let your kids go to you don't want your kids to see everything. So that's sigron. On the other hand, what happens if you're living your whole life with your eyes closed? There's no pischon, so then you don't know how to. You're not part of the world. B'chol. The eyes. The reason why a suma is doma lemeis is because it's your eyes which connect you to other people. So a mace is not connected to other people. There's no communication. There's no the eyes are what connect you. I look at your eyes, you look into my eyes. That's the connection. I see where I'm going. You see me. So on the one hand, like there's like such a complicated balance here between sigron and pischon when it comes, let's say, to our children. If you completely close their eyes to everything, you don't end up with an ideal product. I think we've learned over the last 30, 40 years, you don't end up with an ideal product. Because the minute that there's a wall, you walk into the wall. If you walk around with your eyes open all the time, you end up like, you know, your mind can be so open that your brains fall out. Like, that's also not a derech, you know. So you can't be completely pischon either. So, you know, it's, I always go back to like the 60s. It was all about pischon. You know, the whole era was an era of pischon, like, you know, there's no rules, everything's open, free love, free pals, no war, everything is open. At the end, they all ended up, I mean, you know, to my disappointment at some point in my life, I realized that they're all in the volume, almost all of them. You can't find one of the 60s leaders. I'm not talking about even the music people. I'm talking about, you know, Timothy Leary, you know, Das Rob. I don't know the names. I don't know if you're old enough, anybody here is old enough to know the... my friend here, my gray hair group. Yeah, these were the guys that were running the world. You know, like they were running the world. You know, Allen Ginsberg. Yeah, they're mostly Jews, by the way. The total benevolent. Why were they total benevolent? Because there's pischon with no sigron. You know, so that's what it was like. Yeah, everything's open. The whole psychedelic experience is open. You know, like I remember reading, like Timothy Leary was the one who invented LSD for us. You know, so he described it as walking around not with glasses but with two microscopes on your eyes. Gewaldic, like open. I see everything. Nothing is hidden from me. Like I can see everything until you go nuts, right? Until you go crazy. But what I'm saying is like this: that the whole thing David HaMelech is saying is that on the one hand, I need to be protected, and I need to be protected. And the eyelids are such that it's an intuitive, it's a reflex protection. It's not even something anybody has to think about, and because I need to be protected. because I'm going to be Mashiach, for me Mashiach. So he wasn't even talking about himself. Malchus, and I can't have the chitzonim, I can't have any dust in the eye here. The chitzonim refer to those kochos when something is, as soon as something comes begalui, so right away it's exposed to germs and to everything. So the same thing is in Kabbalah, as soon as something comes begalui, as soon as something's created in this world, it's exposed and it's dangerous. So protect me, I need sigron. But those eyes also have to open. And that was why he gave the mushel. So he says, this is such a difficult thing for me. Now let me tell you, just in one second, before we end, like what it really means. David HaMelech was exposed to so much tzaras. Like why did he have to, why did the poor guy have to see? Like people, his son chasing him to kill him. Why did he have to experience this? Why was this something he had to do? Why did he have to experience that? You know, altogether he had five enemies. They turned the whole Klal Yisrael against him. Yeah, it should be Begerach, Shol, five enemies. Sachakol, they were five people were able to turn the whole Klal Yisrael, almost the whole Klal Yisrael against him. Why did he have to experience that? Because you have to have your eyes open. Because in order to give the koach, and he felt he was like one of the avos, in order to give the koach to the malchus has to have open eyes. But what happens when the eyes are too open? You get a Menashe HaMelech, who's an Oyvid HaVadazer, relentless murderer. That's too much psicha, right? You become a 60s Melech. And what happens when you have too much segira? So you become like the Navi talks about Yoshiyahu HaMelech, that he was just like, you know, everything's okay, we're just going to do like the Chumash says, and there won't be any problem. So you have to have psicha, and you have to have segira. And you have, so this was David HaMelech's muscle of the eyes. This, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu Siyata Deshmaya helps me with this, then we'll be able to get to Malchus, so to protect me like you protect an eye in the very, very same way, with the wings and the whole business, the eyelashes and the whole business. I mean, this is probably related to the idea of Yeshua's Hashem Keheref Ayin. Haref Ayin is a very interesting thing. A blink is a very interesting thing. I do this with my granddaughter all the time. Like who blinks first? You know that game? So she wins every time. Is there a medical condition, somebody who can't sleeps with their eyes open? Like what happens?
It's the eye gets dry. It's prone to infection, irritation, corneal abrasions, ulcers.
Too much pisco, no sigroin.
The eye has to be kept moist, and if the eye is
it's got to be open, it's got to be closed. So it's right. So that's the balance here. And David HaMelech had to see the things that he saw because that was what it was to be a Melech Yisrael. But at the same time, he says he needs to close his eyes to this sometimes. You know, like I don't always want to watch the video. You know, I don't want to. We don't have to see everything. Like everything we don't have to see, but something we do have to see. So, okay, so that's my share on the internet tonight.
That was connected to the beginning of it.
So what he's explaining is that being that I am, it exactly connects, because what he's saying is don't judge me by what I did, judge me by what I am. And the nisyonos that I have gone through, that I need you to protect me from, because all of these nisyonos don't make me bad, they make my eyes open, but at the same time I need my eyes to close. So that's the psich and the sigra, which is, I think, a fascinating pasuk here. Erev Tov.